Have you heard the joke about the gaslighter?
No.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. It's not over yet. No.
Sorry. Are you sure?
Stop. Stop.
Okay.
Have you heard the joke about the gaslighter?
No.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You've literally heard it already.
He's being a gaslighter.
I get it. That's why.
And then you'd be like, no, I fucking haven't. And then you're crazy. That's how it was supposed to go. I should have prepped you.
I saw where that was going, which is why I thought no, you haven't was a punchline, because you were gaslighting.
I was two steps ahead of you, wow. My friend.
Do we want to re-record this?
No.
Nah.
Too late. This is the Second Office. I'm your host, Alec George. Doc, Sody, and you can't see him, but Josh is back.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Josh is back. Oh, man, it's the heat of nothing happening in sports.
Except.
A lot of stuff's happening.
Except there is a lot.
On the TV.
We got the draft.
Yep.
NBA draft, and this is the first time in a while, kind of will last year too, I suppose, but I'm not doing research on the top five prospects. I'm not worried about who the Wolves are going to get. I'm not worried who the potential superstar is, because we got them.
Well, you're not missing out on anything. There's no superstar in this draft.
Yeah, right? Hey, did they not say that? Did they not say this? Welcome to the Second Office. Did they not say that during Ant's draft?
Ow.
I wasn't a basketball fan back then, so I don't know.
Well, it was Ant and LaMelo and James Wiseman. And James Wiseman was like, Wolves, don't pick me. I'm not going to go there.
Well, thank God.
Great, because he's trash. He was a bust. I wanted LaMelo.
Hmm.
Right?
No.
Yes, I know.
Yikes.
Bad take by me. Very glad that didn't happen.
It's not the craziest take out there, though.
I went back and forth a lot leading up to that draft. A lot. Before we get into it, I'd like to remind you fine listeners that we got some sweet premium content on Patreon, patreon.com/thesecondoffice. Look at everything Sody's got written down. That's great.
Tonight's episode is going to be long.
Yep. Speaking of that, as of Friday, we are going to make one of last week's episodes absolutely free to you. It's about cereal.
Nice little taste.
Nice.
Of what we do.
Yep. And we also got an awesome shop where we got sweet-ass t-shirts and sweet-ass sweatshirts and, man, sweet-ass merch.
I'm seeing a sweet-ass shirt about shaking ass for Cole Cash.
That's right. That's right. Yep. You can see I'm shaking ass for Cole's Cash, don't we all? Check it all out. And now we'll get into it. Congratulations to the Lynx winning the Commissioner's Cup.
What was that?
I don't know. Does anyone know? They won the Commissioner's... Commissioner Cup. Lynx won it.
Yeah, this is your show. You tell us.
Yeah.
Woo. That's what I did.
Ow.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, Lynx are 13-3, top of the conference.
Yeah, so what is?
And they are in contention. They are in contention. No, it's like an NC. I don't know if that's their equivalent of in season tournament.
That would be a thing. I could see them doing that.
You know.
Yeah.
But man, watch the Lynx.
That sounds like something.
Their defense is flying around just like the Wolves did.
Like,
and it's cool.
Do you hear about Gryffindor? Commissioner's Cup, third year in a row.
It's presented by Coinbase.
Freaking guys.
What else you got on it?
In-season competition.
Okay. Is this how long have they done this?
Is there any long-term benefit for it?
Yeah. Like, do the players get money the NBA players did if they won the in-season tournament?
Do they get private chartered planes?
Yeah. For once.
Nice.
Winning team.
The viewership's always been.
The players get $30,000 extra.
Let's go.
Hey!
Ow. That's a sweet used Honda.
Or a new Civic. It could be a new Civic, Sody.
Those things are like 40.
Newish, yeah, they're getting up there. They're sweet.
I gotta have the.
That's not even the base prize on Wheel of Fortune anymore. Like, what are we doing?
Come on, WNBA,
dude. Wheel of Fortune actually the other day when we were up north, my dad was watching. They gave away a car with leather seats. I was like, that's rare, because they mentioned it. Leather, heated and cooled seats.
They even said it.
Yeah, because normally they don't show you the inside because it is cloth and that. Yeah,
it's basic.
Yep. There ain't controls for the radio and the steering
There's
wheel.
There's no radio in cars. There.
Yep. You look up most of these cars, stolen. It's like brand new 20, yeah. You know, 19.9. Like, sweet.
Congrats to the Florida Panthers, winners of Game 7. 2-1. Connor McDavid still gets the
Was it
Conn Smythe?
Conn Smythe.
Yeah, he's only the sixth person.
Thank you.
In
I was gonna say Smith. So
yeah,
thank you.
I say Smithers.
Nice. Sixth person in history to not be on the winning team to get it.
Oof. They were also, what, the sixth or eighth team total to force a game seven after going down 3-0.
Yep.
So they're very close. No cigar. This crazy Minnesota sports stat right off the bat, just to get us all warmed up. A 32-year-old Minnesotan has never seen their favorite professional men's sports team win a championship. A 32-year-old Bostonian has seen their favorite professional men's sports team win their 13th championship.
Jeez.
Yeah. So all I can do is...
I don't know.
You're on the ocean and it's cold, so that's got to suck. Can't go swimming.
Yeah. East Coast, yeah. Beaches. Pfft.
Although Florida just won, they're doing pretty good, too. Frick.
Sody, this is for you.
Uh-huh.
Before we actually get into the NFL, maybe a little warm-up for your premium, for a little unabashed... Quote,
You're already telling me how to do my show.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Check this. Well, I thought this might get you going. Quote, I know what happens. Boeing chief admits the company has retaliated against whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what?
Mm. You know,
where
you
do
know
we
the,
go from
You know
here?
The space shuttle that's up in the air right now?
It worked.
Is a Boeing. And yeah. they're losing communication with it.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's not working. And there's astronauts that it might just be in there.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's a space shuttle right now on its way to the space station that's made by Boeing, and it's wigging out.
Find out more on unabashed belligerence.
Yeah. Some premium. Like, I don't care what kind of pay. I'm like, what are we flying? One of Elon's rigs? Because, I mean, those are... Ah, no, those pop too.
I had to start looking up other brands
yeah.
of planes, because Boeing is just the one you go to immediately.
Cessna, true. For little
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, like exactly, those. Yeah.
Airbus, I think, is... No, Boeing makes the Airbus. What am I talking about? But they cornered the market, man. They dominated. So
nonetheless.
That's the thing. Who are you going to switch to?
We can switch over to a different sport.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. I was going to ask about your weeks.
Week's been great.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Good.
Lily had her first soccer practice.
Seriously? What?
Yeah.
How'd she do?
Just running around.
She picked some grass?
No, man. Dude, whoa. Kicking the ball.
That was my favorite thing.
Yeah. Giving coach high fives.
Nice.
It's great. And it's at a winery, so it's great.
Nice.
Are you kidding me? Do you have some wine?
No, I didn't. It's too early,
but you could
next week. I'm
you
going.
Could though
or this Saturday. I'm going to.
Cool. You could,
dude. That's yeah. like a lot of youth volleyball camps now. You can do beach volleyball for kids in the summer, and they're at bars.
Yeah,
parents are just sitting there ordering a burger, second bloody. Like, hey, go get them.
Yeah, awesome. It's gonna be great.
I don't think there's a problem with one.
No,
no,
our
no
five. Life. Yeah, you got another driver as
yeah,
well too.
Absolutely. You know you. My nobody wife knows drive. You like you know you.
That's right. And then we went to the splash pad last night. Scared at first. Then dude just jumping, splashing other kids.
Why are we scared?
I had to be like, come on. I'm afraid of water, dude.
You might have rabies. That creates an irrational fear of water. I learned that on the Michael Scott Dunder Mifflin Fun Run Race for the Cure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know that.
Pro-Am.
You informed him.
Yeah, thanks. That's good logic.
Thanks.
You think Lyme's disease is like terrorism?
So do you at Bass Fest?
Oh yeah, dude, Bass Fest was wild. That was a great time. Nothing cooler than just bros ripping lips, man.
Can't wait to find out more on
Unabashed Belligerence.
It's gonna be great.
Oh, and it's got a new jingle that Georgie and I made. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, you're gonna have to hear that jingle.
You're gonna love it.
You'll want to subscribe just for that jingle.
Well, I've been trying to get an opening and I don't know how to do that. So Georgie just picked up the guitar and I just got on the old microphone and we made her happen.
Nice. That is the best thing I've heard
yet. Josh, you're going to love it.
Let's go.
It's going to be great.
You're going to be a big fan.
All right, we'll talk a little bit of sports. NBA draft is tonight.
Yeah,
no idea who's going first or second or third or to the Wolves.
Wait, we don't have a consensus first in this draft?
I don't believe so. I've not heard like, oh, this. Usually it's the guy, right?
So it's poop shoot.
Let's, yeah, it's kind of.
Everyone's putting money on Bronny going first, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
well,
Maloney. It's a second round talent, I thought, I heard.
Some people are saying he shouldn't even be drafted.
Yeah, there's like no a name doesn't come up when I say who is going first.
No, there's again, NBA there's draft. Not the clear defined. Oh my God, this guy is going to be
Alexander Sarr, Zachary Rysacher.
Who has the first pick though? Isn't it?
It's Atlanta.
Yeah,
which is intriguing because
so Sarr,
they kind of find themselves in a situation like us. They have a star, Trey. Not quite a star that Ant is. Just kidding. I really like Trey Young.
Doesn't he want out or something, though?
There's been trade rumors with him and DeJounte Murray. They don't necessarily work well together because they're both ball dominant.
What if they draft another quarterback?
Sorry. you got to wonder, right?
Yeah.
So they have the first overall pick, so probably someone who compliments Mr. Young the best. I guess Wolves are looking for someone who could potentially get minutes right away. Maybe maybe a four-year college guy, a little bit older, a little more mature, has a better basketball IQ, but we need point guard. We need the future point guard.
I say we go into Latvia and just start looking there. Where's Doncic from? Luka?
Slovenia.
Slovenia. Let's go there.
Okay.
And just start bouncing one around. Look, anybody want to play? See what happens.
Take a stopwatch with you.
Where's And One Mixtape Tour? What are they doing up to nowadays? Where's Hot Sauce?
They're in Slovenia. That's how Luka got a start.
Heck yeah.
Quite the trade leading up to the draft. Michael Bridges for 5 freaking first-round picks goes to the Knicks. Do we overpay for Rudy now?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes, we overpaid and so did they for Michael Bridges. They are both overpays, but both probably better in the long run for the team. I think both teams are better for it.
Short term, better in the short term.
Well, yes, but obviously, long term lookout.
No,
having reached the Western Conference Finals now, even if we don't get there again, I find the trade to be worth it.
I'm talking about
the Knicks. We brought basketball back to Minnesota, baby.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Knicks trade.
Okay, well, sure. Yeah. Michael Bridges is 28. OG Anunoby is allegedly going to... Oh, well, son of a gun. He agreed to the 5-year this guy just made $212 million. So they got to keep OG. You got to assume Julius Randle will be healthy next season. And then you had the emergence of Jalen Brunson.
Hey, I mean, you know...
And it's the Nova Knicks now.
Yeah, I mean, four of those guys won a national championship 10 years ago.
According to that, or per that, in lieu of that, Stephen A. Smith in 2016 with this Villanova team. Villanova doesn't have a real NBA prospect on this squad.
He's such a joke, dude. I hate him.
Who, Stephen?
Yes. Stephen A. Smith. I love him.
He's a talent.
Man. He's a personality.
No, he's trash.
I think he's great.
God, he walks around basketball courts like he's about to suit up and play the game. Like...
And then he hits a couple jumpers.
Yeah.
And then he takes a seat.
Hey, he's 2 for 2 on Pokemon takes. I'll tell you that right
now.
Is
he actually?
Too. Yeah.
What are those takes?
So the first one I'd seen was which starter he would take from first gen. And then he's like, I'm going to go with Shamander.
Okay, 1 for 1.
And then the next one was, how would this guy fare up 1v1 against LeBron, and showing Mewtwo's stat page right there. And he's like, psychic, huh? Okay. Unnerve? I think I'm going to have to go with the Mewtwo. You know?
That's great. I want to see that. That sounds great.
He is 2 for 2 on it.
Okay. Either way, 4 of those guys now starters on the Knicks who I think could give Boston some actual trouble. I think they could have if they stayed healthy this season. Boston still would have won, but I think that's a super good move for them. I really like Michael Bridges. Great.
Yeah, we closed it.
J.J. Redick wins silver in the Lakers coaching contest. Congrats, that's JJ.
That's nice.
That's interesting. What's going to happen with their podcast now? Are they still going to do podcasts together?
No, he already said he's not. He said
oh,
he's
really?
Done.
Conflict of interest. Nice. Well, keep it professional. Yeah. There you go,
he's
Bron.
He's pissed.
Is he?
He's got to be pissed. I'd be pissed.
You can't do the podcast anymore.
I'm not doing the podcast. I'm pissed. Frick off, man.
Right. The Thunder got a little bit stronger, too, which sucks, in a straight-up trade for Alex Caruso.
Garth Brooks once said.
A lot of people are bagging on the trade. I did at first, too, just because I was mad that the Thunder got better. It's not a bad trade. I feel like the Bulls, with rebuilding, would like draft picks. Apparently not. Either way, fuck. Because now they got great perimeter defense. Better perimeter defense. And they already did.
Yeah.
They got Lou Dort, and now they got Caruso, 2 of the best perimeter defenders in the league.
Man, I couldn't agree
What's
more.
Ant going to do?
Probably just shoot.
He's going to be fine.
Ball, score.
He'll be fine. He'll be just fine.
All right.
Last bit of NBA. The Canadian team for the Olympics looks freaking good. And I want your guys' deep insight on this.
Well, Canada's...
At point guard, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Runner-up for MVP. On the wings, we got Jamal Murray, who the Wolves beat. We got R.J. Barrett. We also got Dylan Brooks, the league's villain. And we got Andrew Wiggins. It's a good starting five. I don't know who's playing the five, because none of them are... Wiggins is the tallest one at 6'8".
Was USA announced?
Yeah. Starters are probably like Curry, LeBron, Durant.
That was my next question, because I'm just checking if we just rattled off the Canadian NBA roster.
I can see it being good, but like,
we did.
Meh.
We did. It's going to be good.
It's because of the Wiggins connection, right?
No, it just looks like a really good team. Like that, if that's an NBA team, they're great. They need a center, but... Hey, Kelly Olynyk. There you go.
Maybe we'll see really good, full, healthy Jamal Murray, I guess. Maybe.
You would hope, because he's great when healthy. But I love to see him lose. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was Canadian. Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. All right. A little pop culture, a little whatever. Minnesota news. We had a dam break. Mankato, the Rapidan Dam.
That dam broke.
That dam broke. Speaking of that pun, Josh, maybe you guys have seen in the many videos that have surfaced, a house was taken away with it.
Yeah.
The entire house.
I just saw that.
That house is owned by the family who also have the Rapidan Dam store. This store has been in operation since 1910 when the dam was first constructed. The Ruska family, H-R-U-S-K-A, has owned and operated the dam store. That's what it's called, the dam store, for the last 50-plus years and have no intentions of changing that now. The dam store is well-known nationwide for their amazing homemade dam pie, all of which Jenny Barnes makes herself every night, as well as their dam burgers and dam shakes.
Wow.
So they're not stopping.
No.
Damn that.
They ain't stopping.
Was the store across the street, like away from the house?
It is in danger of also going. It is in danger, but hasn't yet. So far, just their house. That's got to be heartbreaking.
That's awesome of them for keeping show on. Up for the first time. It rains like crazy now.
Yeah, something going on, right?
Well, there's five left, I think.
Can you even tell if a dam's going bad?
Yeah, if there's water going past it.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean. This thing clogged up so bad that like all the water pressure...
Well, what happens is it will start to erode around the outside, like two Trailer Park Girls in a Slim Shady song.
True.
And so as that works and works and works, what you do is you get a heavier flow, and then that one, because that's what happened, I think, if you're the river bashing this thing, it was the left side that gave way. Usually you won't see it happen right in the middle. It'll be the sides, because that'll work down over.
Before, like, toppling, it'll veer around the left side.
It'll cut the shoreline, down to where that wall says, too much water's coming past, and we can't hold it. And it
starts lifting it up, basically, from getting underneath.
Dude, the power of erosion is crazy. Super fun to watch. I used to, my dad hated it. I remember I used to take a garden hose and stick it into the dirt, because if you had good enough water pressure, you could go 40 feet till you hit the water table. It was awesome. My dad's be like, what? What are you doing? I'm like, oh, man, look, I'm watering.
I'm going deeper.
I'm putting 10 gallons in each square foot. We'll never water again. It's down there. I promise. I put it there.
Dad, the logic is there.
Yep. And then the basement would leak. I'd be like, that's weird, man. I haven't been doing that thing with the garden hose.
Running the bill up.
I promise.
What are you doing?
Man. That's crazy. I don't know what the status is there, but totally broke. One other piece of Minnesota news. This from ABC5, KSTP. Man arrested after bringing a bucket of suspected Molotov cocktails to Regions Hospital. A bucket of Molotov cocktails.
They just wanted a drink, man.
A bucket of them.
Yeah.
Figure you'd have a better storage plan for your Molotov cocktails in a bucket.
Yeah.
No, that's appropriate.
Yeah. It's a good time.
It's appropriate.
Then what?
Stopped? Yeah. He was caught. Around 9:30 a.m., hospital security asked an off-duty St. Paul police officer who was doing contract work at the hospital to assist with a man who had just parked a car outside an entrance and was now inside talking with security.
What's in the book?
Security advised the officer that the man was familiar to hospital staff and that they had reason to believe there were Molotov cocktails in the vehicle.
He's been here before. There's cocktails in his damn car. Just go look. He's got it. It's probably in a bucket.
So this was all familiar territory for them.
Molotov Mike at it again.
Yeah. He's back.
What do you stop this guy?
Why is he here on a Wednesday? It's usually Thursdays. Like, watch him show up tomorrow, too.
They found a large knife up his sleeve.
Jesus.
He also had drugs in his possession.
Not in his system?
Field testing of the suspected Molotov cocktails indicated they contained a flammable liquid.
I mean, that could be hairspray, bro. That's a can of Axe.
Sure could. Right.
You know,
good job,
creamer?
Everyone. Good job, everyone involved.
Powdered coffee creamer.
Keeping those Molotov cocktails in the bucket.
Hey, everyone. Sody with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
From what?
The tiny particles have flat surfaces that react to heat. So if you hold a lighter, you put a bunch of coffee cream or powder in your hand, hold a lighter and blow it, it's going to go woof. Because what's nuts is that heat reacts so fast, it creates a little flash. I didn't believe it.
Will you grab...
Yeah, dude, it's... But somebody had a candle.
Basement fireballs, yeah, dude.
They had a candle, and they were dropping powdered coffee creamer on it, and it's doing all this stuff. Originally, I'm like, wow, they're feeding us glycerin. But then I realized it has to do with surface area tension.
Ah, well, that makes more sense.
And science.
Heat reaction. There's not enough surface area. There's enough to make a reaction. And it goes...
That's what she said.
Jeez, man.
All right. This was a old BBC interview that I found out about, which is just kind of, just want to get your, I know, right? Careful.
Not that link again.
Don't ever ask Georgie to make a fucking birthday flyer.
HBD.
HBD.
This title, Why I Married a Cartoon Character, but essentially, BBC interviewed a man who married a fictional girl. In 2019, 12% of people in Japan reported falling in love with anime/game characters. According to sociologist Matsuhiro Yamada, the rise in pseudo-relationships is due to hard work life and a dwindling pool of well-paid men.
It's all coming together, man.
Fucking pay us. Pay us money. Pay us more money. We all need more money.
Yeah.
Come on, government. We need to be breaded. Otherwise, we're going to start marrying cartoons.
Like, hell yeah, we want to have sex. Let's go.
Come on.
You know,
we need money.
Institute of Health made $710 million during COVID. The employees. The Institute of Health, the ones. That's Fauci's company. Speaking of making money, they did.
Yeah.
That's, if you're wondering where it went, that's one spot. But I got a pothole I keep hitting in town.
Where our money?
I swear, next time I pay taxes, it's going to go to that.
Probably.
That's what they keep telling me.
Yeah. Either way. Thought that was interesting. No thoughts on that? A dwindling pool, hard work life, and dwindling pool of well-paid men.
You know, dwindles
are
one
we
of
doing
only
more
three
for less
words
these
in
days?
The English language that starts with DW. That's not a name. Can you name the other two?
Dwindle. Dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. Come on, you
dwaddle. No.
No.
Come on, Doc. You're the words guy.
No, I'm not.
No, he's the numbers guy.
So, Jody, you're the word. George, this is your home.
Doddle is what
another term
dwelling.
For
dwelling.
Boom.
Dwelling.
Or dwell. Mm. Yes. Dwell. To dwell. But yeah, dwell, dwindle, and dwarf are the only three
those
words.
Those are two different.
In the English language.
Might be two different
that
words.
Start with DW. Speaking of DW from the show Arthur,
yeah.
What did those initials stand for?
I knew this one time. So, where do you go?
Dora Winifrey.
Man, what other facts you got up your butt? Keep going. Come on.
Oh, Helen Keller was the only human that was completely immune to flashbang grenades. I think we don't talk about that enough. She's done a lot of cool stuff, but we don't know if somebody tried to take her down with one of those and she just went, no.
He was just like...
Only one. I should say most notable. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, that are. And they need to look...
What are you doing?
I don't know. Has no one made a joke about her yet? Is she off limits?
I'm calling BS, dude. You throw that in, you're still seeing blood out those ears, man. She is done.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But does she know?
Yeah.
Does she know why?
Does she know anything?
Yeah, man. She did a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, she could communicate.
Yeah, dude.
That's her thing.
Yeah. Sweet.
Does she know?
Look at us go. You're doing it.
There's a bunch of other stuff off limits, but not that.
Speaking of grenades, do you remember what the German grenade looked like in like World War II?
Potato Master.
It was a stick with a potato on the end, right?
Yep.
The American grenade was actually designed to be thrown like a baseball because the Army thought everybody that's going to shoot a gun for us and throw one of these
has at one point played baseball.
Played baseball.
You can just play with a baseball and you basically get it. You're like,
but I tell you, the next time I watch Saving Private Ryan, which usually I got to take like 3 years in between, the next time somebody throws one, I'll be like, man, look at that pitch. They nailed it. Yeah. These dudes are throwing what? Breadsticks with a potato on the end of it? The Germans were?
Yeah.
We're out there throwing fastballs, baby.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Love it.
Are they throwing like axes?
Yeah, it's like axe throwing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys ever done that?
With a whole lot of wind resistance compared to these nice little compact
With the spiral
spheres
and everything.
Yeah. The other thing that was dumb about German hand grenades is they sizzled.
Hit a curveball into a window real...
No, they sizzled really loud. You could hear them hissing.
I got it.
So if you launched one into a bunker, you'd hear tss, guys would be like, oh, shit. And they just... boom.
Yep.
American grenades didn't do that. It did boom into the dirt. You would know.
It was awesome. So we had better grenades than Germany.
Well, yeah, man.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, we're back-to-back World War champs.
Come on. That's right. Buy the shirt. 4th of July is right around the corner.
Let's go celebrate.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Vietnam what?
Exactly.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of her.
Didn't happen.
Human missions to Mars in doubt after astronaut kidney shrinkage revealed.
It's just not real.
What? You go to Mars, your kidneys shrink.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to send astronauts there quite yet.
Dumb and pointless.
Nobody wants shrinkage.
Dumb and pointless.
Yahoo.com.
Nobody wants Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't we? I mean, we've had things up there on Mars showing us pictures and telling us how things are going, right?
I just want to golf on the moon once before I die so I can drive 350. I'm good.
Bet the moon sucks too, man.
Goes to the moon, only drives 350.
Seriously. I did it. Just helmet off.
Let's go. That's great. Well, so sorry, guys. Not going to Mars anytime soon.
Well, not in a Boeing. Promise you that. I'm not going to Mars.
Or. Oh, man. Did you?
I'd rather go to the deepest part of the ocean.
I don't know, dude. That's a tough question, actually. Mm-mm. I think I'd rather go to, after all that shit talking, I'd rather go to Mars than, like, deep Mariana Trench.
All I know is if something goes wrong in that trench, that's fast. We've seen the reenactments. If something goes wrong in space, I don't honestly know if I freeze and I'm just, I don't know if that's going to hurt.
The same thing, right? I don't know.
You're going to freeze. You're going to.
Yeah. You.
It's the same thing. Like,
it's like the same thing. It's a pressure difference. It's an incredible pressure difference that just makes you. Poof.
No, it's.
Like, yeah. All the weight of the water on the world.
Can you
pushing
Google something
down
quick?
At once?
What is the temperature of space?
But that's not what's going to happen to your body if
I
you
guarantee
take
that you'll freeze if you take your helmet off. You're an ice cube.
Walk them through it, Doc.
It's -1,000.
Walk them through it.
It's got to be.
Oh, here comes the Google.
Hey, you seen the movie Life? Where they go to Mars? Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds.
No, but I'm in now.
Watch it. It's great. It's great.
It exposes you to the vacuum of space, which can have several effects. Air rushing out of your lungs unconscious
in 45 seconds.
What did you Google? What happens in space if you take your helmet off?
You didn't Google what I asked. What's the temperature in space?
I don't care. I'm trying to prove my point.
Exactly. This is media.
This is the epitome.
Listen here, CNN. Hey, by the way, I love that our current president...
2.7 degrees Kelvin, Sody.
Taking a week off. Wait, that's hot, isn't it?
I don't know. The CMB is sometimes said to have a temperature of 2.7 degrees Kelvin. That is 2.7 degrees above absolute zero.
Ah, shit, but you're right.
Somebody. Or about minus 450 degrees.
That's cold! I bet you'd freeze! Minus 450?
Dude.
Brr, player.
Okay, for one, I thought like you would explode or pressurize.
Before you just turn to ice. No. You can't explode ice.
So for one,
I think it's just
you
sucking
live
all
for
the
like,
air out of you first. You,
yeah, you'd live for like 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah. A cold fucking
and
10.
Then
you'd I don't like it when the hot water runs
then
out.
You'd suffocate,
I turn into a
and
pansy.
Then you freeze solid and float.
But at least you have a chance in space compared to like the
us.
Pressure.
A chance to what?
Feel
it?
The bottom
out.
Of the
so
ocean. You can't.
Stupid.
What are you in a lead suit?
Look at
this guy.
Look at them
completely surrounded in metal, pressurized and all that stuff. Like,
fuck.
There's no way of surviving
down
that far unless you're like quasi indoors.
I don't know.
Dude, no,
if you grab a PlayStation controller.
He's right, because an issue down there with the pressure you're dealing with, and in the movie Gravity with Blindside, what was her name? Susan Sarandon?
It's going to break
nobody
our bones.
Nobody tell him. Catherine, nobody tell him. Catherine nobody tell him. Nobody tell him.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Nope.
Sandra Bullock was...
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Was
real bad.
A great actress and honestly one of the most stressful movies that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Was.
Can you imagine, like, you got car problems, right? No, I got to get to work. So you're trying to... Like, this girl's like, dude, my spaceship don't work. Oh, I see one over there.
That's right.
You got to get there.
Yeah. Do your little thrusters and
frick.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, true. Yeah, stressful as hell. I remember that. I've only seen it the once.
That's a great movie though. I've never wanted to act like when she's back. And oh, never mind.
That's Gravity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song too.
George Clooney.
Shout out John Mayer.
Great supporting role. And actually, I think that's why I know you freeze in space.
Don't give him any props.
Thanks to G. Clooney.
Why not?
He's trash.
He's cool. I love props. I can use him in skits.
Isn't he cool? Isn't John Mayer cool?
No, not after what he did to T-Swift.
He did bad things.
He just dump her.
Did you guys know Hallmark's making a movie called, what is it? The Winning Season, Love in Kansas City. And it's based off this girl falling in love with the fan engagement manager of the Chiefs. And it's a seasonal one around Christmas. And it's they're just, it makes me sick.
Have you seen how crazy people get on, like.
Is Mahomes going to make an appearance with Andy Reid, probably?
I have no idea.
Andy Reid will be Santa Claus.
Oh. Yep.
And now you're back.
Now he's in.
Like that.
Just well, like that. As far as seasonal Hallmark movies go, that one might be as delicious as a gingerbread cookie.
People get so fanatical about these relationships, man. I've been running into the subreddit, Travis and Taylor.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like,
it's yeah.
It's
gross, dude.
Whoa, mm-hmm. Dude.
It's fun to peek in on.
What?
Just to be oh, dude. Shit.
That's where people's minds go. Like. Yeah. He's not following her on Instagram. He's a piece of shit boyfriend, and it's about time this thing ends. Mm-hmm. Like, that's zero true. Context.
I've seen ones to the point that they're saying because of the inevitable concussions that Travis Kelce has suffered and how more barbaric he is than Taylor, that Taylor is actually grooming him.
Yeah, to be the Antichrist.
You never know.
She's the leader of the Satanic Church, dude.
Yeah. Look her up. You. Where have you been, Georgie?
I get it. Unabashed belligerence. Subscribe.
You don't have to like it.
Doc, you're trying to stay on the good side, I hear. You're
not
like, no,
not
you
all of it
Taylor
is accurate,
Swift,
but all of it is fun
you're
to
not
hear.
Cool with
I don't
that.
Want to, Doc.
Right, guys?
Full Swifty.
Right?
Not all of it is accurate.
But all of it is fun to hear.
That's right.
Okay. Did you guys know that Winston Churchill had a doctor's note allowing him unlimited alcohol during Prohibition America in 1932?
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
Here's what it says.
What's it, a driver's license? Unlimited hour.
Nope, this is signed. This is signed Otto C. Pickard.
He forged it.
MD. This is to certify that the post-accident convalescence of the Honorable Winston S. Churchill necessitates the use of alcohol spirits, especially at mealtimes. The quantity is naturally indefinite. But the minimum requirements would be 250 cubic centimeters.
Okay, I think it's a bullshit call, but he is such an alcoholic, it would be necessary as well, too. He definitely just got a pass, like, yeah, no, if I'm going to go over there, I'm drinking.
Yeah, right, like, no, he's not being denied.
I don't think he ever stopped enough to feel withdrawal at the same time.
Probably not.
God, let's put drunks back in office. Seriously.
At this point.
Guess it worked out.
No, dude, I'm so sick of the pool of freaking groomed individuals that know they're going to be politicians because they lived in that town and that family. And they just know, I'm going to be a politician. And so they never take time to actually try to figure out what the frick's going on.
No.
By the time they get in there, like, all I know is these companies have to do very well.
Yeah.
You should run.
I am running. I plan on running for small office when I'm older. When I'm retired, I want to be mayor of Reamer. It'd be sweet, dude.
Work locally.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. It's the way to do it.
Yep.
That'd be really cool.
But then if somebody's like, dude, have you seen this in the town? No, tell me about it.
Man, it'd be free drinks for us at the
Yeah, is it bad? Should we fix it?
Every damn day.
Let's fix it.
That's the only way you're ever going to make
it. Can you imagine a town hall meeting led by me? That'd be great.
It would be great.
Butterbuck, boys. What do we got? And girls. Everybody. I need a dog park.
Agreed.
I love it.
Start tomorrow. And then you got your dirt guy, your concrete guy, and your fence dude are sitting there too. You boys in? Government contract.
It's
Go.
And just like that, you're
signed
corrupt.
Up, get the fuck out.
And just like that, yep, I'm investing in these three companies. Yeah. We're building dog parks every 6 feet because I'm not stopping at one. God, this feels good. I want the power. I'm in. I'm running. Oh.
And then come 3 p.m., we hit the lick, and it's free rounds for all boys.
Glad you said 3 p.m. What's next?
Is that a little late?
Almost time for a joke.
Almost. All right. How much do you guys think the Queen catalog could be acquired for?
The
entire Queen catalog.
I think I saw this, so I'm going to stay out of it.
$2.
Okay, now real guess.
Yeah. A little bit more?
Yeah, a little higher. Yeah.
$18 million.
Josh, the entire Queen catalog.
As I thought about it,
it's being acquired by Sony Music.
$120 million.
$120 million?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
$500 million.
It's a bill. Josh is closest. Mm. A solid bill for a Queen catalog.
It makes streaming numbers have only brought it up, I'd say.
Guaranteed.
So $1 billion even.
It says, yeah, they paid $1 billion for a Queen catalog.
I would have been like, you know what? What about $1 billion and a dollar? Just get that.
If they're
buck.
Paying $1 billion, I feel like we could get a little bit more.
I'd mount that buck on the wall.
$1.1 billion.
Talk about a haggler.
I feel like we need to go back to the MP3 players and
cords,
LimeWire, wired headphones.
Right. Make things less convenient. Maybe we get less invested in them.
What do you mean they did that? They reinvented cabs and cable TV, and it costs 8 times now to do either one.
Well, shit.
To get a ride or watch television.
Can't imagine what, like, record labels kind of do other than set up recording sessions and such.
Ruin lives.
In order to justify, like, distributing when the internet exists at this point. I don't know. There's always going to be some open platform. Like, yep. I don't know. Just my 2 cents on it. Like, we should revolt, man. It's about time.
Let's eat the rich.
What? Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Eat the rich.
Okay. So, Georgie, you've seen Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Who'd you side with? The Resistance.
Cat piss.
Star Wars, you sided with the Resistance. Matrix, we were down in Zion with them, dancing, weren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Divergent, I haven't seen that series, but apparently there's a Resistance there, too.
Me either.
V for Vendetta, you're siding with the Resistance. When it's fiction, you understand. When it's a movie, everybody understands what has to happen. And you actively root for it. You're a part of it.
I like this
point. When you're actually in it and it's happening, when you can see, everyone's like, no, man, not us. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. When do we use the guns? Can you imagine if the Resistance and Hunger Games had weapons? That'd be a lot shorter movie. They'd go, no more.
It'd be like if insects had a collective understanding of how much they outnumber us.
Oh, don't terrify me,
I'm
dude.
Telling you, right?
The scariest enemy they might be the smallest.
They outweigh us like 6 to 1. Just mass-wise. Oh, I could just fuck everything up if they knew better.
Ants and ticks work together. They're on some... They're on
and
some
then mosquitoes from the air?
Like,
fuck.
Bloods and Crips really, like, getting each other's back for a minute.
Seriously.
The real villain here.
Ticks. You said ticks again. I have to do it.
Go.
So, 1945... No, hang on. Where'd it go? Yeah.
He's got it.
Lyme's disease. So do me a favor. Google this. 1962, or should this be unabashed?
Yeah. You wrote it down in your journal. It's unabashed.
I like to sprinkle some stuff in.
I know. Or teasers.
Because that allows people to get a glimpse.
It's the teasers.
So, yeah. Something happened with some ticks in 19... They used them as weapons. They dropped them on Cuba. And I don't think we got rid of them, all of them.
Shit.
So that's what I want to research a little bit.
Weaponized
more.
Ticks.
I actually know a
they'd
person
be anywhere. They'd be in
very
Minnesota.
Close to home that's recently been affected by Lyme's disease. And as a guy with 2 black labs, I'm fucking terrified of it. So yeah. I swear to God, if that's something we made to hurt Cuba,
be a
bummer. Some of the best cigars and sandwiches the world's ever seen. Why?
Why?
Oh, Castro. I forgot. He was kind of a piece of shit. Anyway.
Hey, they loved him. They loved him down there, though.
Yeah, that's why they poisoned him.
True. thoughts. Especially Sodi thoughts. Louisiana requires 10 commandments to be displayed in public classrooms.
We talked about this already. Mm-hmm. I actually listened to our podcast this morning while I was cleaning, and you talked about it.
I had it in last week's.
And then I made a
joke.
But
I thought we never got
to
it.
I made a joke about when Moses was coming down with 15, and he stubbed his toe and dropped one tablet, and he goes, 10 commandments from God.
Now I remember.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I love that Georgia has so many lists. You know what else continues to top the list of Mexico's favorite holiday destinations? Los Cabos. That's what. And no wonder. The fabulous beaches, world-class golf, a vibrant nightlife make it the ideal place for a fun and exciting getaway. Is this your idea of a holiday as well? Please plan your Mexico getaway with our friend Kay at Sulit Experience. Again, that's K-A-Y at SulitExperience.com. Again, Kay at SulitExperience.com.
Well, okay, what'd you think about it then, and what do you think about it now?
Our show? Yeah. I think it should be wildly successful.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe it's not.
Did you? What was your opinion on it? Honestly, I felt like you would have been...
It felt like you don't listen to Doc or the other guy, but you do a great job.
Thanks.
I'm kidding.
Thanks.
Are you talking about the take?
Yeah.
Or the whole show?
No, your take.
No, I thought the take was great.
No. What was your take on the Ten Commandments?
It was a great one.
Yeah.
Good.
Solid. Elite.
All right.
Good, not great.
Cool.
No, I did say I like that. I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think we were indoctrinated, the fact that we all stood up and said the Pledge of Allegiance every day, right?
Do you remember not long ago, some guy was talking about how in fiction, it's so much easier to recognize when you're on the wrong side of something.
Yeah.
But when it's reality, you end up being so brainwashed by it.
Yeah.
Consider the fact that we've established that there should be a total separation of church and state. Public schools are state-run facilities that welcome all residents to it. Religion has nothing to do with it and has no place in the public school.
The problem is, this is a country built on a relationship with God.
Problem is, one doesn't nation matter. Under God.
Theoretically, that's, problem what, they, that's is, what they say.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Our same founding fathers said,
that's
church
kind of
sucks, avoid it. Yep. There's more shit going on in here. Look up founding fathers' quotes on religion. You won't like what you hear.
Yeah. I mean, religion creates wars.
Yeah. Great stuff. Whatever helps you sleep at night better a little bit, though. Instead of seeing the therapist, let's go sing some songs.
Do you think Americans took over these 13 colonies because they felt oppressed in Christianity or because they felt oppressed by control?
Do you support the Crusades as well, too, then? Like,
I wasn't around for those. I have no idea.
I think the main point of the revolution was taxes.
Tax avoidance.
Yeah.
Get rid of a monarchy because they were sick of...
Like we've talked about, the Boston Tea Party was a tax that we had paid England for a long time, and then we said no more, and they asked if we could have a conversation about maybe that coming back in a few years, and we said, fuck you.
Wow, a bunch of rebellious people who are tired of having the almost highest form of capitalism going on at that time with a monarchy where none of the wealth is trickling down, it looks like, when you see all those buildings and all the like stuff that they have.
Are you angry we seceded from England?
No, I am super glad we did.
All right, just check. But I feel like you don't like that those guys realized they needed a check and balance above them, so they said there's only one thing above us. We got to make this one nation under God.
Man, but is England better now?
Yeah, they're killing it.
I think they... you end up looking like your parent so often, like even attitude-wise and such, you find out you are just your parents' children at that point.
I found out.
I mean, I think America.
My first birthday.
America is worse at this point.
Yeah.
So, what countries are doing the best?
I don't know. Let's not discredit all of those monarchy crimes from.
No, I'm not saying like we shouldn't.
The whole
succeeded.
India trade
I'm just saying
thing.
Now,
I don't know,
like,
dude.
Are we all about to feel guilty about shit that happened in the 1700s right now?
Yeah.
Why?
History.
Yeah.
It's important, man.
Well, I agree, but...
Guilty? I don't know about guilty, but it's like...
I don't think you can apply shit back then. I mean, these dudes did some wild shit. They put mercury on their hats. We didn't know a lot of things. We keep getting better. The thing that I hate is we are in, right now, it feels like, the giant wealth of knowledge, and we turn a blind eye to everything.
But everybody those does. Same gods gave you the Ten Commandments that said, thou shalt not kill, and it's been going on since that as well, too.
What do you mean?
In support of your religion take of it and such, that the Ten Commandments are important and realistic and all of this.
You think that's going to stop people from killing?
Shouldn't it? Like, if they
so
are,
let me
like,
let me ask you
above
this.
It all, or not like... Above it all, but like with it, you know, they are religious as well too. Like you're saying, like we
how many people that practice Christianity commit murder? Like stout Christianity commit murder. I bet it's a lower percentage than people that don't. I think Christianity is a guideline to not be an asshole. That's it. Honestly. I think it's also a great place for people to put their time, energy, and trust. That's usually not going to bite you in the ass, as crazy as it sounds. True. M-Dub, is that a plate of cookies? It is a plate of cookies.
Nothing breaks political tension.
Is there gluten in that shit, though?
Like fucking chocolate chip cookies.
Fucking frick cookies. Yeah. Screw you, gluten. Corn, right? Screw wheat. We don't like wheat. We don't need it.
Almond flour, coconut flour.
Wait a minute.
Grab one immediately. Thank you so much.
Thank you, baby.
She's like, I want to watch you boys eat
those. What are we talking about?
You know, can I just rant about the Twins' awful jerseys at some point, man?
I was just going to say, I don't mind it being in schools. I do mind them forcing it in schools.
Yeah.
Wait. Anything.
Give your kid a bookmark of the Ten Commandments or something.
I think
my
if you
God.
Do that, you need to set up a prayer corner.
Yeah, right?
You mean these snowflakes need a safe space in order to practice their... The rights,
of course.
Yeah,
100.
No step on snick.
Oh wow, these are really good though.
Josh, pop off.
Oh, do me a quick favor and load up, because so you guys can see in comparison.
Oh, I saw them. You talking about the Cityscape or the City Connect?
City Connect,
the trash.
And the rest of the team's ideas. Even so, just last night, I wanted verification when you pulled them up that. Diamondbacks were wearing their City Connect by being like Serpientes or something like that.
Serpientes.
All gold. It's like this all like pale gold with a black, I think, at that point. Looks great.
Sounds great.
Totally alternate from their black and red and now like ice blue, whatever that is, which is pretty cool and such. But my God, the Twins unveiled their City Connect.
Wait, your God?
I've never been more upset by Twins apparel, man. Like,
yeah,
every other color scheme, all these other ideas, dude. We've been killing. Like, they brought the cream color back to it all. The best, dude. It looks
the old Twins,
so crispy. It looks so crispy.
That old Cracker Box logo.
Now they bring in this modern
Jack cheese.
This modern crap that is not looking good at all. Granted, I like the pattern work that's on the jersey. That's cool. The ripple effect that they wanted to call it to tie into all the water and such. I'm not buying it because I don't like it necessarily. But then blue and yellow?
That sucks.
Blue and yellow?
Hey, you support?
You know what it is.
It's for Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the Vikings are doing stuff. If you and I got hammered and played Madden and redesigned their jerseys,
what we would do for
what we would save and say perfect.
Those jerseys are great.
We fucking nailed it. Oh my God, the Winter Warriors, gorgeous.
And now, just
I can't
wait.
I have one critique.
I might actually have to. I currently don't have a new generation console.
One
for
critique
gaming.
From the Packers
fan. One critique.
With NCAA football coming out. I was on the borderline, but
he's
being
really
able to
that.
Accessorize a silver face mask as a Viking is something I've never had in my life.
You want the silver?
I want it!
That's my critique. It should be
is
purple.
It silver?
No, it should be either white or silver.
Only the mask?
Only the mask.
Both would be cool.
I would actually prefer if it was white, if the whole thing was white. White it all out.
But because your numbers are purple, the purple would pop on the helmet.
I like the silver, though. It brings the ice into
we
it.
We got an official colors guy. Josh.
Oh, no, I was worried.
You know his colors.
Super expert.
Yep.
No, I was worried you're going to bring up that you wish yellow was on those Winter Warrior ones. Mm-mm. I just seen some guys editing of the jerseys to see what it would look like where you like replace some of that silver with yellow. Garbage.
Yeah.
Looks like piss and snow, basically. Like, looks so bad.
Snow.
So I just wanted to ixnay that immediately. I'm like,
no, that makes sense.
The silver looks good.
That,
it's a little shocking to people to see it where it's like white, purple, and silver.
I don't think I've heard pig Latin in a year. That's awesome. Pig Latin.
What did I say?
Ixnay, which is pig Latin for Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
God, I got to start using that more.
It's more fun to say.
Try your best for the rest of the show.
To circle back, though, to your City Connect jerseys, St. Louis just came out with theirs this season, too.
Pull them up. I want to see.
They are fantastic.
Let me see.
It's the first time they've ever worn red.
Oh my God.
Season.
Pig Latin for
the
trash is ashtray.
St. Louis.
The Cardinals, yeah.
You're not a Cardinals fan.
I just figured that out. Doc. Pig
the,
Latin
what,
for
what's
trash
the, what's
is ashtray.
The
I was going to say trash. Now I went, I was going, no, I'm about to say ashtray.
Ooh,
rash.
Yeah.
Rash? No. Because you don't go to rash.
The Lou.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Yeah. And so they wear red. In the preseason, spring training, whatever the hell they call it.
Yep.
So they, but they never wear red in season. So it's the first time they wore red in season.
They never wear red in season, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of red, I've never seen a franchise look better now than the Reds with their text change on their jerseys and such. They look great, man. That's a team I could get behind finally after being the most boring baseball team.
Cincy?
Yes. Just one look at their jerseys, you're like,
all this
nice.
Jersey talks is what about makes King me Griffey? Think why the Wolves are going through another season with their mains being their mains. We got a line on them. It's rebrand. You saw like you have to see how many of like these and this year's classic alternates, how much they're selling. What the
well,
fans
what's
want
popular
is so
in
obvious.
2025? 90s.
What the
everybody
fans
wants 80s and 90s. What is that?
But it also looks
that's the
way
the
hell better.
90s, dude.
Yes,
that's
and it looks way the hell better than what we have now. It is so obvious what the fan base wants. They've made it known for the like since it's gone away, since we've gone through this 20 years of shit jerseys.
You know why they won't give it to us? Because once they do that, they can't do anything else.
That's fine. Just come up. Well, no, because they come up with so many different alternates year by year now.
I know.
The playoff teams get an alternate. You get a different city edition every year.
Man, I also hate how the basketball is a part of the logo.
I don't mind that. I like it being.
Why basketball has a basketball in
well,
the so vast
silly.
Majority
the original
of logos.
Timberwolves logo.
Yes, had a basketball. And then some guys like, we don't need that. Everyone knows we play basketball. I don't know why they feel the need to show this is a basketball
man,
team.
And so many teams do it in the NBA.
It's dumb.
And I think one of the reasons why I hate it the most is the logo is so similar to the Dallas Mavericks. Like if you're on the loading screen of NBA 2K, you're like, oh shit, which team is it? So it's
they're
interchangeable.
All circular.
Who
yeah.
is
they
that
all
NBA
end up at,
team?
Yeah. There you go. We could do that.
It's Pikachu! Damn it! Damn it!
No, I think like 13 team logos have basketballs in them. I remember doing
sure
this
do.
Count not long ago, yeah. like just to look, because no other sport does this.
No.
No other sport does this.
What do you think about 13 NFL teams not participating? Never mind. Move on.
Oh. And I was about to move on to the NFL.
What are we doing?
Nothing.
What are we not?
Oh, but go Twins. Let's go.
Yeah, Twins are doing well.
Yep.
They're let's doing go. Mid to okay. We
yeah,
need better pitchers.
We won six straight a minute ago.
Yeah. But we're moving up a guy from the Saints, and he's starting tomorrow
what's
as
name?
Well, too.
Yep,
I'm just catching up, man.
You come in my neighborhood.
Fine, I'll do
gonna
it.
Kick
I'll do it.
Your butt.
You got it. I'll do it.
Got it.
Jamie, pull that up real quick
you.
Since you're not on camera.
Hold, please. Should I do a fun fact while we're waiting?
Please.
Bury your relatives in your backyard. You won't pay property taxes anymore. According to Ice Cube.
You pay property taxes on grapes.
Or who did? Boom, ba-da-doom, ba-da-doom, doom. Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
According to Vanilla Ice, if you bury your relatives in your backyard, you don't pay property taxes on that building anymore. So anybody that you know that has a cabin, tell them to bury themselves in it.
David Festa is moving up from Saints to the
Oh, I thought, right. I thought David
starting.
Had a cabin.
He moved up, and now he's starting this next game. Let's go.
Right. Let's go. Here we go. NFL. Are you guys going to get the new Madden?
Yes, now I am because of those jerseys.
But also,
purely,
I saw one clip of something that they added, and it's the tiniest thing. And I feel like they're just going to ride it like it's the next big thing, just so they can wait to not implement something else cool for the next 10
did
years.
Did we not talk about this already?
No, I showed this to you at work.
Okay.
But they added.
I haven't heard this.
Before the QB snaps the ball, every player is still moving, whether it's like a shoulder shrug or just kind of standing up for a second or pointing at someone. Or just like a little handshake.
So you can catch them off momentum or something?
Well, no, like
no,
that,
it
I mean,
just it looks so
it looks
real.
More real,
there's
yeah.
a clip that I'll show you. It looks real.
Yeah, like,
so just
defensive
is
guys
what
are
you're
moving.
Talking about.
Like, so yeah, yes. and like so you know how cornerbacks and stuff they'll move up to the line, back off the line. They're doing that in the game now yeah. instead of just there.
And it's not like a thing where if you press snap then they're just like and then they go into robot mode like it seems like a reaction.
But that's going to be the only update because they
that's
spent
it.
All
yes.
their time in
that's
college football.
Yes. Guaranteed. Georgie knows that something like that, for me as a Madden player.
Me too. That's why I ask.
I'm yes. a diamond in an ice storm right now because Georgie knows I exist for the 6 seconds of play so I can live the 48 seconds of replay later. So the fact that they're going to be doing more things, I can be like, oh, God. Look at the fucking
I do love those replays that you would send, though. Those were great.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I had an NCAA.
I got hours of them last
13.
Night.
I'll show you what Drew Derrick
lot of,
did.
A lot of Greg Jennings broke leg vibes coming into the group chat.
He put the team on his back, though.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
If you are going to buy Madden this year, you should pre-order and get the bundle right now. You can save like half off.
Do we have a link?
College and
do we have a link Madden for that? So they can just access together it right from our page? Because that'd be cool.
Affiliate marketing.
Oh, shit, we can try. Up.
God. Yeah. I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore.
All right. I think I might want to. I haven't bought Madden in forever.
It only works if they don't know.
Because you're gonna buy. You're buying college football.
Oh, dude! Like
that's
I said,
gonna be the better game.
I might get a freaking PS5 or Xbox, whatever, for the first time. Mm-hmm. I have a PS3.
Yeah, you're upgrading.
Keep it, like my iPhones, I keep it 20 years behind what's out because it forces me to not want to use it. Seriously, if I'm like, oh, I should play video games all night, I'm like, what do I have? NCAA 13. I'll give it 20 minutes, and all of a sudden it's. All right.
So you're taking yourself away from something you wanted.
But the fact that NCAA came out, like I said, I'm like, shoot, I got to get back into one. I can do streaming services. I talked myself into it. This is going to be a great option for me to have this gaming system.
Please do.
I don't know which one yet. There's going to be a whole series
PS5.
On
PS5.
Like you're not getting the PlayStation. Yeah, no, what are you talking about?
Shut up.
PlayStation got your whole damn
life. It's a teaser for content.
Be an adult and buy a computer.
Do you want to know why we're not famous? Why this isn't our main job? Because you step on my teasers.
Nobody's cares.
Hey, you can still use your favorite controller with a computer.
If your wife
you know.
Poked her head down just for a second and all she heard was, you step on my teasers, she probably thinks we're weird.
No. She thinks we're so cool.
I know. Was she cool with me being your best man in your wedding?
Loved it.
You know that it used to be the best swordsman?
Which you still would have been, right?
Oh, by the way, during Bass Fest, I started a new phrase that I want to bring to the podcast. The boys that were there know. It's honey. And what it is if you say something that I agree with, I'm going to say honey, and it sounds like I'm calling you honey, but what it's short for is 100%. Because remember, 100% was one of my buzzwords when I first started this podcast, or when you first started this podcast?
Proscast.
I go 100%, 100% all the time, so now I'm just going to go honey. And I think it's going to hit. I think we're going to have a t-shirt.
Hun DP. You ever heard Hun DP?
Well, it's H-U-N-N-Y, which people have done. One honey.
Honey pot.
Yep.
Yeah, hunted.
But if you say something that I agree with, and I go honey.
I'll try it.
No, you don't. You're going to experience
only
it.
Only you get to say it.
I'm going
to
try it.
Only he gets to say it.
You're going to feel it.
Can't wait.
You can do it off mic if you want, but don't take my bit.
All right, can't wait to feel it.
Come on, man.
Okay. Groundbreaking new stadium for the Jags. God hates Jags.
What?
It's a meme.
Jesus. No, it's... I got to pee.
Jaguars, City of Jacksonville agree on groundbreaking stadium. This stadium is going to transform downtown and the surrounding areas.
Wait, real quick. Any new stadium is going to require
they
some groundbreaking.
They say that without elaboration. Without elaboration. That's what I think they mean, groundbreaking. That's the joke I was going to make. Nice.
How does it feel to be stepped on like that? You know what they call that in comedy, especially podcasts?
When did I step on you? When?
You did.
Hey, listen. I know step on Snick.
Listen. That's no, all these comedians that are doing podcasts together. Dude, why is that funny? I don't get it. Is it because I have a tattoo that says don't tread on me?
Yes.
Yeah.
It says don't
tread
on me.
Is that?
It's step on Snick.
It's to make, it's
what
to
is
make
the opinion when people see this?
I like it. I don't mind.
Were you shaking your head? No,
there's a stigma.
People take it the wrong way at this point.
Yeah, there's a stigma at this point, but I don't mind it.
Does anybody understand what the libertarian movement is?
It's
the official political stance of the libertarian movement is I want gay couples to own enough guns to protect their privately owned pot farms that they don't pay property tax on.
I know, that's just
give
not
the
what
people
that's,
the power to stay the fuck out of it.
People don't associate the
it
two
means,
like that
don't
anymore.
Don't bother
I get it.
Me.
I get it.
I have a biblical one that says thou shalt not hassle. Similar message. Don't tread on me or fucking hassle me. That's
I'm with you.
I made these for the government.
Fucking with you.
These weren't for people.
Mm-hmm. Listen, like... Hey,
did you pay your taxes last year?
I know stuff on...
Fuck no, dude. I buried a relative in my backyard. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I got an LLC. I rent 15% of my home to myself just to take shits in it. And I rented out every shit. I have to keep a very good catalog of it, but...
Oh, wait, that could have been a... Nice. QB salary cap. Do you guys see this? Hear about that?
Wait, can I talk about an NIL deal that I think is brilliant?
Let's go.
So, NIL... Everybody knows what that is. The coolest one I've seen so far is Iowa.
Could you explain what the NIL is?
The NIL is the National Institute of Losers, and it's consisted mainly of Packers. I'm just kidding. I'm going to stop there. You're a friend. NIL, I don't know what NIL stands for, to be honest. I believe it's what? What does NIL stand for? Name, image, likeness. That's what it stands for.
Jesus. Good job, Sody.
Loves me. So the Iowa Pork Producers Association have signed a deal with four players from Iowa State football. Only four. Miles Purchase, Tyler Moore, Tommy Hammond, Caleb Bacon. So they sponsored Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon.
Actually,
I fucking love that.
Actually?
Honey. They did it. And the photos are out, and it's brilliant. Everyone's like, why aren't... Like, these guys aren't starters. They're not super... I mean, some of them are very talented, but...
Marketing.
They said, we want four players. Oh, our quarterback, what running back, wide out, and best defense. No, these guys. And then they're like, what? We know why.
We get it.
Purchase more ham and bacon. So as far as ingenuity for NIL contracts go, Iowa Pork Producers Association is currently wearing the belt. IMO.
Nice.
I wonder if the camera could see me shut the book like that, because that was cool.
Some NFL owners discussing potential QB salary cap in wake of escalating market, per report. What do you think?
You know who voted against that? Quarterbacks.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They were like, you know? What's the most important position? The owners are like, come on. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're literally a team player.
They're like, it's the hardest position in sports. Well, only 32 people in the world have this
disagree.
Job.
I'm
starting
disagree.
To feel treaded on right now, man. Getting massively treaded on as quarterback.
Hey, you're lucky. When I feel that, I go. You can hear me just fucking shaking back there.
I mean, the answer is really simple. The owners can make the decision to not give them the contracts.
Right. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. You're
spend less.
Josh.
It's that simple.
Spend less.
Josh.
Might not win, but you're spending less.
What's the one position in football?
They could all agree on it. Be like, listen, someone's going to have to take the hit. They're going to have the next big thing. You can't give them the contract. You can't.
You're going to lose
And
them.
Then they'll be like, okay, I'm not going to give it to them. We're all in this together. And then the next day I'll be like, come on.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is out
contract.
There.
Right.
Can I ask, did you listen to last week's episode?
I'm short. No.
No, you're not.
You're good height.
Are you kidding? You're above
short
average.
On episodes.
Oh, you're cool, man.
Haven't caught up.
I listened to one. And I'm so glad I did, because Georgie, I'm just starting to realize, I should listen to more. How many times has Georgie used the same joke 2 weeks in a row?
Maybe a few. Really?
I don't know. I wish fans would call us out on it. But anyway.
It hasn't happened yet.
What's the one position in football white guys can't play until this year?
Huh. Corner.
Stop.
Honey. Corner. Yeah, you can't. It's crazy.
We did this last week.
No, I'm not going to act like I'm misinformed like I was, but I just think it's crazy that we... Dude, the amount of effort Cooper DeJean had to put into being a corner is insane.
Yeah.
And
you think more effort went into him being corner than any other player for any other position?
No.
Okay.
No, I think Corey Stringer, I mean, he put a lot into he was a defensive guy, I believe, in high school.
What are we doing?
What do you mean? Corey Stringer.
Talking about the guy that died.
Yeah. You want to talk about who gave more and put in more? He put in his life, bro. K-strings all day.
Have another cookie.
Oh, that's the end? Shit. Dude, you... Come on, you gotta warn, brother.
You took it there. That was you.
Well, luckily, I mean, Josh doesn't even listen to this. So he's on it.
Go listen to this one. This was funny. This was super quick. NFL star Antonio Brown files for bankruptcy. Quote, I'm fucked up.
If I had a dollar.
You and I both.
For every time I wanted to
both,
do that.
AB. Yep. You and me both, brother.
I love fucked that.
Up. Yep.
He finally admits it.
CTE ESPN has another early drop, man. Yeah. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked totally, up. Dude, verified. Like, oh, set it great. In stone.
That's great. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. We get this far. Again, check out our shop. Check out the premium content. We got some good stuff coming up tonight. There's going to be a free episode Friday. It's last week's. Talk about cereal. Check it out.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Josh. As per always.
Bye.
You going to be on Preemie? You stick around for Preemie and the draft? Bit. Got the draft coming up?
A little bit.
That's what
you
great.
Mean? You're going to pick and choose when you be a part of this now?
Yes.
All right. You have the freedom.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
What?